An award-winning play about comic books and costume-wearing fans is on stage at Okanagan College this weekend. AKA Fangirl was written and directed by Okanagan College English professor Jeremy Bone. The lead character is a comic book fanatic played by local actress Ashley Johnson. Daybreak's Jillian Richards went to a rehearsal to talk to Ashley and Jeremy and to watch the show unfold.
Of course, where else would they have taken her?
By the sacred waters of Delphi. You don't mean the Dunwich Institute for Parahuman Research.
I'll never forget that place.
Fangirl is about a bunch of people attending a comic book convention, which is a convention where fans of all different genres of TV and comics and movies and stuff get together. And sometimes they cosplay, which is where you dress up as characters from your favorite show. And so that's the setting of the play. This world of people dressed up as Star Trek characters or video game characters or all those sorts of things.
I never understood why people think The Wrath of Khan is such a great movie. I'm more of a J.J. Abrams girl, if you ask me.
What are you talking about?
The plot is full of holes, the acting is terrible. And the grand finale where Spock died of radiation poisoning is a total cheese fest.
But he sacrifices himself to save the crew of the Enterprise.
Michelle's journey is to become less guarded and to actually be able to open herself up to people, because she is such a timid character at the beginning, and like, she doesn't like people at all. Like, I think she has like one friend at the beginning, and she ends up with three really good friends by the end of it. So she's learning how to accept people and how to let people accept her for who she is, while also writing and drawing her own comic book.
What's it about? I haven't totally figured out the plot yet.
Oh, tell us.
It's about this girl who develops telekinetic abilities, and she doesn't know how to control her powers, and she thinks she's a freak. A monster.
And?
It's stupid.
And?
And suddenly she finds herself caught between these two factions of superhumans. One faction wants to use their powers to help people, and the other faction wants to use their powers to take over the world.
Very cool.
So it's basically Carrie meets the X-Men, meets the collected works of Joss Whedon.
With a pinch of David Cronenberg's Scanners for good measure.
Ooh, good call, Bernard.
So what happens is we switch back and forth between the comic book world of Nichelle's graphic novel and the real world of the Thanaconda Fest.
Who are you?
I am Winged Fury, an associate of Dr. Nocturnus. I have come to bring you to safety.
Dr. Nocturnus? The man who spoke to me in my dream last night? I thought he was just a figment of my imagination.
Oh, rest assured, Miss Conroy, Dr. Nocturnus is very real, and he is eager to meet you.
I hope that the audience will be sort of inspired or sort of excited by Nichelle's imagination. A big part of the script is about her gaining the confidence to write and draw her own stuff, to sort of use her talent. Like, if she's got superpowers in the comic book part of it, her superpower in real life is sort of using her abilities as an artist and as a writer, and sort of expanding herself that way. So it's exciting, I think, to sort of watch us try to dramatize that and have it come together on the stage.
Sometimes it feels like she's just screwing with her readers. Take the new Infinity Squadron. They spend all 12 issues sitting around waiting for an invasion that never actually takes place. I mean, it's so frustrating.
But that's kind of the point, isn't it? It's like Neil Gaiman says in his introduction to the new Infinity Squadron trade paperback. The series is a meta-commentary on the genre expectations of Silver Age comics.
Meta-commentary?
Nichelle and I are pretty much the same person. We're both guarded nerds who are socially inept and have a really hard time making friends, but once people come into her life and my life, they kind of just stick, you know? Like, it's been kind of weird having a character so similar to me when I usually don't play characters like this. And it's been so much fun. Like, it's just so much fun. I love it so much.
That was Ashley Johnson, Jeremy Bone, and sound clips from the play, AKA Fangirl. It's put on by the Red Dot Players at Okanagan College. It opened last night and runs through the weekend. Tickets are $15 for adults and $12 for students and seniors. They're available at Leo's Videos, Mosaic Books, and the Okanagan College at the door. The presentation includes coarse language, intense scenes, and flashing lights, and it may not be appropriate for younger audiences.